Hello, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
I am Martin the Destroyer.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And even though we're going to review StarCraft Brood War by Fantasy Flight Games, we're going to do our best to minimize references to excess amounts of gas on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome back to Season 3 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. And finally, it's time to take a look at StarCraft Brood War by Fantasy Flight Games, which, of course, is the first expansion to the StarCraft the board game, which came out October 2007, which we reviewed a long time ago in the show, back in Season 1, Episode 25. So when we're reviewing this expansion here, we're going to kind of assume you're familiar a little bit with the game. So if you're not familiar with StarCraft the board game, go back and track down that episode. Like I said, Season 1, Episode 25.
If you dare.
Yeah. That's probably our first really good episode.
Oh, that's true.
It's the first time we had all three of us together.
Yeah, we did.
I ignore everything before Episode 25 of Season 1, even though most is still in line.
Most of the context
that one episode was on YouTube, and I mean...
That was on YouTube,
yeah,
we know the hilarity that...
Yeah, by episode... After episode 13, I think I calmed myself down and started being a little bit more professional.
Yeah. So it's great to come back and revisit this game.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Okay.
You know, that really hurts me. A2, Jason? A2?
And
that's obviously a reference to Julius Caesar, but I don't
know. It has to do with the play Shakespeare's Caesar.
Yeah, I know.
Where Brutus stabs.
Yes, I've read it. Anyway, enough of those random references for now. That'll come back later. So,
like our X-Files one that's going...
Don't mention about that. I gotta tell Ryan about that, what we're gonna do.
Oh, so, Ryan hasn't been told yet.
No, I haven't told Ryan. So, don't mention anything about that yet.
And I'm just completely in the dark.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on.
That's fine.
I probably should start by welcoming Marty to the show. It's kind of his first episode. It'd be nice to actually do that before we get started.
Hopefully he won't be too disappointed.
And what does Martin do? What does Marty do?
Huge StarCraft player.
Yes, he's a huge StarCraft
player.
Yes,
I am a huge StarCraft player.
So let's just dive in the review. So here's what we're going to start off first. We're going to go a 4-man segment, because usually before we do kind of a little quick, I don't know what I really call it. I never really had a cool name for the segment, where we kind of go from topic to topic to topic really quickly. You know, everybody talks about 30 seconds or... I'm confusing myself. Okay, whatever. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go 4 minutes and just talk about the new units. We're just going to pick a unit. I'm obviously a Zerg player. Ryan's Protoss. We got Kyle and Marty are both Terran. So they're gonna go ahead and we're gonna pick one of the new units, say whether we like it, have we used it, why have we used it, why not, what do we like about it. Keep them short, 3 or 4 sentences each, and we'll go from there. So let's start with my Zerg guys. I'll go first. I got three new ones, right? Yes, I did. I got my three new ones out here.
Everyone else has only two, I think.
Let's start with my most favorite one. No, I think I've got three.
We only got two.
What?
And you got Arbiters and...
No, Arbiters
were in the first one.
No, Dark Archon.
Protoss is Dark Archon.
Oh, they have three. Dark they have Templar. Three, yeah. Okay. We only have two.
You're right. My mistake. Okay. No, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So first up, for the Zerg, the Lurker. This guy is so freaking sweet. He's basically acts just like the game, shoots spines out of the ground, he's burrowed, he's cloaked, he's very powerful, very hard to kill, because cloaking is really powerful in StarCraft, the board game, and I absolutely love him. So he's definitely the coolest new unit for me. Let's go, Terrence.
I'm going to go with the Medic, and I hate it.
You hate the Medic?
Because
hate it or like it?
I have not used it yet.
I'll give you, it's hater right then.
So I will have to hate it. Yes. Until
I have not used it either. I looked through the cards. If you're going on a very strong infantry-based attack assault, it's going to give you a lot of bonuses. And all the powers are really cool. I mean, making somebody blind so they can't even attack you, that's good. But I come from the online game, where these things stand behind and all they're for is healing. Compared to that, these guys are useless on the board game.
Okay, Ryan, pick somebody.
Pick the Reaver.
Reaver's not a new unit.
No, oh, it's not.
Sorry, Corsair.
Corsair, yeah. Like it or hate it?
I was looking at the Reaver and I'm just like, okay.
Like it or hate it?
I like it.
All right, why do you like it?
I like it because it's just another fine... object, because there's too many ground units for these guys. So
doesn't they have a stasis field, the Corsair?
That's an Arbiter. Arbiter
does.
Yeah, he has a disruption web.
Disruption web.
People. Yeah,
it stops people from attacking.
And
keep on the online game.
Let's go for 3 more minutes. I haven't kept the timer going. Okay. Let's go 2 more minutes.
Well, the other...
Back to me.
Back to you.
You guys are doing the Terran units together, so... Okay. We go to the Devourer, just like in StarCraft, the computer game. This guy is so awesome. It mutates from the Mutalisk, has very powerful air attacks, gets like 9s and 8s up there. Sometimes, does it get Flying Splash? Yeah, it gets Flying Splash damage, I believe. So, I mean, it's really powerful. I think so. Yeah, I blew up my guys doing that.
Yeah, you did blow up my guys doing that.
So, yeah, it gets Flying Splash damage. It's very powerful. It's air only, but it's a nice way to counteract the battle cruisers and carriers.
Okay, so, awesome. And what's remaining is the Valkyries.
Like and hate them.
I love them.
They're great.
They're amazing.
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you talk this time, Kyle?
Splash damage makes it so versatile, especially against heavily equipped units, armored, like the battlecruisers and carriers. It keeps them from, well, it's supposed to keep them from overpowering from people continually building them.
These things dominate the air when you get them out there.
There's some pretty brutal stuff. Ryan, why don't you go with another guy?
Dark Templar.
Dark Templar.
I love this guy.
You better believe it.
He's got cloaking. He is very hard to kill. He is just like a thorn in your guys' side.
The Dark Templar is not new. It's the Dark Archon.
No, in this game,
it's Dark Templar. Dark Templar. Dark Archon.
Dark Templar, like the hero was from StarCraft original game, but the common one wasn't until Brood War.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't build them until Brood War.
It's been such a long time since I played the original.
Okay, well, my last unit, Infested Terran. Piece of crap, I hate it. I just never used it. You gotta infest the command center. I see, with collateral damage, we'll talk about later, I see no reason to infest the command center. Ryan, your last unit, the Dark Archon.
Dark Archon, love it. It's easy to get. All you gotta do is sacrifice two High Templars. They're easy to get.
One Dark Templar.
Oh, one Dark Templar, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little harder to get, but they're very powerful. Very good assists.
Very good
assist figures.
Time is up there, so wait now. Here's what we're gonna do. Let's go into basically all the new stuff in the game. Point by point. Let me grab my rule book down here.
Okay.
Point by point, and then we'll just say whether we like it. Each of us say whether we like it or not like it, and go through our usual kind of stuff. So, there's a lot of new things. They're all over the place.
Everything new.
Yeah, so we went through the units. Let's talk about the leadership cards. So, those are those, you know, we each get them in the beginning of each stage. Yes. Like them or hate them, I'm going to start first. I think they're awesome. Marty. Like them or hate them?
I like them. Ryan? Think they're really nice.
I like them.
Kyle?
I love them.
Okay, so what we're talking about, leadership cards, essentially, StarCraft board game breaks down into three stages. At the beginning of each stage, each faction has a total of 7 cards. They basically, well, not 7 across all three stages. And they play them, and they give them the cool stuff. Give you new units, gives you different actions, can give you more conquest points, all sorts of different things. And I like them because it adds a variety to the game. You know,
it does.
Based on how the game is going, you're going to choose something different every time. I mean, my favorite one is the Overmind card for the Zerg Overmind, which gives me an extra conquest point each turn. So I don't know if you guys want to talk a little bit more about them. Which ones you like?
They really changed the whole flow of the game. It's a whole other strategy. I mean, we just the last game we just played, we finally got to phase 3. I got to use that final card, and I could either take an entire planet, clear it off of everything but my units, or I could take away 2 command points.
Do you wish you would have done the 2
command points?
Liked wiping out the Zerg. I mean, that was just a satisfying just to wipe Jason out. Even though he did win, I was satisfied with the fact that I did wipe him out.
Because you had the Tassadar is the one, you sacrifice your own unit, you blow up an area of everyone in it. That is just brutal.
Oh, it was horrible.
And we couldn't use mine because we did a whole new system, but
we played
a crazy
scenario right before we did this.
But if we did, Arcturus Minx Command 1 is the greatest one of the leadership cards.
Why don't you tell them what it does?
Okay, it allows you to put on any planet that you want 2 command points. So, and the best scenario is you're already on a planet which has 2 command points on it, and then you put it on the 2 other areas, which then you're getting 4 command points every single turn.
So essentially, in terms of basically winning the game, you're now getting the equivalent of capturing 2 additional planets, really.
Yes.
With this card. And it's just disgusting. I mean, if he pulls it out, we're going to team up against him, because that's the only way we got to stop him. It's a very powerful card. You basically got to just keep pressure on him, not let him deploy it. It's just brutal. All right, 2 minutes there. So that was the command cards. Let's go on to, we've got new event cards, new faction sheets. Let's talk about some of the new modules. These are the cool ones. How about, should I do my favorite one first? Sure, why not do my favorite one first? The Assault module, where you can now sacrifice your transport to drop onto a base. Yeah, let's start with Marty. You like it or hate it?
I've never even used it. So I'm just going to go...
Just pass up for him. Yeah. He didn't use it yet. So, Ryan, have you used it yet?
I haven't really used it, no.
But I've used it against you.
Yes, you have.
Hey, love it or hate it?
I hate it. Obviously.
Well, that's more of a, your strategy. Yeah. Kyle, I used it against you, too.
I hate it because I believe it's way too powerful of a module.
Okay. And I obviously love it because I just own everyone with it. So, yeah, let's talk about it. So how this works, essentially, in StarCraft the board game, you can raise up, well, you could raise up what's called an air defense module, where it basically you have your base on a square in one of the regions, and you wouldn't be able to launch an orbital assault on that because the air defense module will block it. Now, with this offensive module, you can sacrifice your transport using the attack and attack the base directly, basically bypassing the air defenses. Mm-hmm. And I love it because now you can actually kill people and dislodge them off planets. Before, it was nearly difficult, nearly impossible to get people off planets. In certain situations, it was impossible on the right planet if they had the base in the right square. And it just forces you guys to be guarding your base. I drop in with the Guardian, we'll talk about collateral damage, level your base, and now you guys, this is more stuff I like, because I'm crazy enough to use it, basically. So why do you guys not like it?
I believe it's too easy to sacrifice one crystal equivalent. It's sacrificing one crystal to drop on it.
But you're also cutting your retreat off. You can't retreat, and if you have excess guys in the battle because you send more guys in, they're dead.
Well, it should be complicated to take over somebody's base. I think that little complexity makes the game a little bit more difficult, and I think that's just is a very easy bypass.
But it was impossible. Before the Brood War, we never destroyed a base. We never, ever destroyed a base. Because you attack...
Yeah, we have.
No.
Maybe two times.
Yeah, we have.
Maybe once or twice, but it's so rare. And the fact that
I'll agree it's rare, but I think that it's necessary.
It's not necessary. The fact is that you can attack people now, and they have to be worried about it.
Well, coming from the online game, that's pretty much the end of it, is you don't lose your base until the end. If you lose your base, that's it. That's game over. Mm-hmm. So to kind of just put a hurry on destroying the base kind of shortcomes the real tactical army aspect of the game.
Of course, at the same time...
It is more of a tactic.
Yeah, you do have to think about, okay, is this person going to attack my base with that?
So. And, you know, with you using it so much, well, they can just use it right against you if they thought about it enough.
So why don't we
think about things?
Oh, okay. Not on this show, apparently.
Why don't we talk about, with some of the new planets now, you've got the new type of regions where... It can be the only air or only ground units. Where before, you know, any kind of units could occupy any space. Now there's regions that are only air units can be here, or only ground units can be here. So let's.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Kyle, like it or hate it?
I do like it.
I like it too.
I like it.
Yeah, three more going up. Okay, so let's start talking. Why doesn't it's like I just said what it is? Why do you like it, Ryan?
Whereas before, with the older plants for the first game. Where you could just pretty much everything can go virtually anywhere.
Yeah.
Now you have certain areas to where some units can't go, and it provides a different element, especially when you're facing against somebody that has a space occupied or can't occupy that space because they don't have the right figures there. And you can get there and basically build up guys and gain conquest points and end up winning the game over your opponent.
Yeah, a lot of the spaces like that are actually conquest point spaces where you... So it just forced you to think differently. Now instead of, okay, just going ground only maybe initially, maybe now I got to kind of split and realize, okay, I need to build some air forces early to go and attack.
And at the same time, there are some places the only ground forces have been going to, too, so you really got to think about what your strategy is going to be. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
That's pretty much...
I think it makes it more true to the online game, too, because on the online game, if you're on a space station, you got the dead space where only people can fly or over water. So, like, I love Fog of War, which it kind of upsets me. There's no way to have Fog of War on this. But that's one of my favorite things, is to go fly off somewhere they can't see you and just come flying in and around back. And with this, you can kind of do that. You can kind of, like, hide air units off to the side and just bring them back in to attack.
Yeah, Ryan did that in this game where he had a couple guys sitting out the side, and then, a few of them came in and attacked me, and I dropped the ruble again.
Get some tape for that.
Yeah, I really should. But I think also, I should say, like when you talk about the space platforms, a lot of the places that have that, there are space stations or space platforms, or like an asteroid field or something. There's some kind of space set up like that that makes sense why they'd be like that.
Well, you know, StarCraft in the stars, who would have thought?
Yeah, what do you know? But, I mean, so anything else?
That's about it on that.
Cool. So we'll cut a few seconds early there. Let's go down our next items. So let's go to the guard, the new defend order token. You know where you place the little circle thing down? Mm. Like it or hate it?
I'm indifferent because I haven't used it yet.
I like it.
You like it?
I dislike it.
I like it too. But you dislike it?
I do dislike it.
You haven't used it yet, Ryan?
No. It was only that one time during the game. Yeah. I didn't really use it because I'm just like, I don't want to defend him with attack.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll finally won't have Ryan say anything. So what we're talking about is the defend order token, which basically allows you to do a mobilize, so you move guys there, and then it can give you a bonus of basically your guys are a little bit stronger in terms of surviving longer in combat. That's really what it does. And for me, well, let's have Kyle start. So I always talk too much. I really do talk too much. I'm not going to lie. Why don't you say a little bit, why do you like it?
Well, it's a nice opportunity to have the defense order in place for multiple periods of time, waiting for an attack actually to occur on your base.
Actually, that bonus does last from turn to turn to turn.
You can have
multiple bonuses built up, but you can only use one per battle.
Yes.
And I do. That's one thing I do like about it, because I did see that.
My only downside on this is because it benefits me, is that you can't use multiple defense bonuses. It's either that.
Yes. So, if, like you're saying, like if you got the defense bonus plus, say, bunkers or some other certain defense bonus, you can't use them together to create a super guy. So, you can't give your Marine
just because
a 12 11, defense.
11 or 12 defense.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it because it really betrays your intent. Because if they put a guard token down, you know, well, that's the place I got to go after if I want to take them down. I mean, you were playing defense tokens down left and right on this one. All I did is I got my battle cruisers out, and I got every single solitary attack power I could, and I saved it up, and I still took you down, even though you had defense tokens.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee you're going to survive. It just helps you a little bit.
Well, it would have been smart for you to attack my other side.
Probably, but, you know.
You were just upset with me for having
I wanted the NORAD 2 down. I took down the NORAD 2 on a defense bonus.
And also, I should say, the reason I kind of like it is because Ryan specifically complained when he did the original game, the defenders are too weak. This makes the defenders a little bit better.
Yeah, it does help with things.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not guaranteed you're going to survive, but it does
and
help.
And it's also something on the board, and it makes your opponent think, okay, yes. Do I really want to attack this person with that more self-defense?
So why don't we continue on the defensive thing, go back to another one of the new modules, the defense module. This is where it essentially allows you to swap two guys. So you got your skirmishes lined up. If you know how StarCraft the board game works, you line guys up in the skirmishes. You can swap two guys after everyone's been deployed. So I know I've used this today. I like it. I know I used it against both. I used it against two of you guys.
Yeah,
against me.
You like it or hate it? The idea you can swap two guys.
I like the idea.
I liked it.
Like it, Kyle?
I don't like it as much.
Don't like it? Okay. Well, let's see. So, since I started this one, the reason I do like it, because the fact is, it gives you defender more options. And before, you ran into a serious problem where, since, you know, guys are obviously fixed to firing at ground or air, some can obviously be both, depends if you're familiar with StarCraft, the computer game, they work the same.
Yeah.
You get in situations where...
Valkyrie versus a Marine.
Yeah, Valkyrie. The
Valkyrie can't attack the Marine.
A Marine up the Valkyrie.
Yep.
This way, there are now ways. You can't always do it, but this way helps a little bit better to help swapping guys around and makes things a little bit easier for you.
You can switch out your Valkyrie with another battle cruiser on the next skirmish over, and bye-bye Marine. You thought you were getting that cheap win, and now you're just down the creek.
Better defense, better options. Why don't you like it, Kyle?
Well, I feel that... makes the attack a lot weaker than what it should be. When you're attacking, you generally pick the targets. You know, you get that whole option.
So you can't just be the little guy who goes and picks on the guy you can't hurt?
Why not? Why can't you? I'm completely fine with that whole thing because you're the one attacking coming in. You're going to be the one picking, you know, who you want to fight.
But that's why it's a tactic, so we have defense against that.
But at the same time, when you're also defending, you have to kill every single one of those guys. If you don't kill one of those guys, you don't have that area.
Yeah,
and that's my whole thing is, you know, already you have to kill every single one of the guys.
But also, in my opinion, I also consider a situation that I think this makes it more true to the game. It's a computer game.
Yes.
Because the reality is, if you come into my base and say you're running a Marine up against my Devourer, I'm not just going to let that Marine sit there and shoot my Devourer. I'm going to bring a Guardian or I'm going to bring a Hydra, something over to fight you. It's more true to the game, in fact, that I can mix up tactics.
Yeah, so you can't just have people standing there taking damage. Like, okay, well, there's nothing I can do. I guess I'll just sit here while I'm getting shot. Oh, man, I really hope he finishes soon. I gotta go to dinner. My wife's gonna be pissed. Well, but you can actually get him out of there.
At the same time, why can't you have a, you know, attacker switch either? I mean, it's the same concept as...
Well,
you know,
maybe in StarCraft.
Well,
the attacker is the one who initially sets it up. That's why the attacker doesn't need to have the module. Otherwise, they would just flip the things back, and it would just... So, yeah, that's why the attacker...
Maybe in StarCraft 2, the board game.
StarCraft 2, the board game.
They'll probably make a StarCraft 2 expansion for this sometime.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Be one heck of a review.
So the last new module we're going to go over, let's go over the assist module. Of course, this allows, essentially, you to have one more assist unit towards the maximum unit limit in the area. And, let's see, I started this one.
You like it or hate it?
Like it? Kyle, like it, hate it?
I like it.
I should ask Ryan first. Ryan, like it, hate it?
Like it.
I run out of So Sweet tokens, that's all right. All right. So, like I said, in StarCraft the board game, obviously, you've got situations where each square can only have so many different units in it, you know, or so many units, period. And the assist units often take up one of those valuable spots, and the assist module now allows you to have one assist unit not counting towards the limit. And I just like it because it solves the problem with the game, where assist units would take up a spot, and you wouldn't use them because of that, because you originally wanted military units. Now you don't have to worry about that. You can use all their special powers and still use your full military power. I like it.
Yeah, I always thought that the planets, you couldn't hold enough figures on the planet. They'd give you only, like, two or three guys.
Two to four.
Yeah, two to four. And it didn't seem like it was enough. So now you have an extra guy to put on, and it makes the game a lot better, a lot smoother. And you can play guys that you never played before.
Yes. I pulled the queen out a lot this battle. It's the first time I really ever used her.
I mean, the assist modules themselves are not that, you know, powerful alone. Well, as a single, I mean, they do enough to help you out, but as an assist module, they don't do enough where they're powerful enough to take up a whole entire spot, which you could fit with another military unit.
Because they can really, I mean, I like the queen because now I got detector. I can actually fight cloaked units now. I really couldn't before because my queen was my only detector. I wouldn't deploy her very often because she would take up a valuable spot and me smack some guy down with a guardian or something.
Yeah. I like it because it makes it more massive towards, like, the online game. Because with the online gaming, all the units on the table, that's the start of a battle for me.
Yeah.
Versus having, like, two or three of these and, you know, picking your tactics. You can bring out your full army. You can get a good full-scale battle going on. Where just, like, the first time without those, I can't imagine it. Just two Zealots. That's your army. That's how you start sometimes in this game. I know.
That's how you start, yeah.
That's just not for me, though. So I like having the ability to bring out more people.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we go ahead? Oh, four, three,
two, one.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way it works. Okay, why don't we go on to talk about hero cards.
Heroes.
So obviously, every faction has one or more heroes. They're actually recruited through the command cards you talked about at the start. Command leadership cards, whatever you called them. Let's start with Ryan. Like him or hate him?
I love him.
Kyle.
I like them.
Of course, I like him too. There's no reason not to like these things.
Just because your guy can be resurrected.
You hate him?
I do. Well, that's because I'm Jimmy Raynor. No. And they don't give me good Jimmy Raynor. They give me Jimmy in the Vulture Raynor. Not in the Battlecruiser, not the Marine, the Vulture.
Just because I get the Norad 2 and you hate that.
And I get a Vulture.
So why don't we say who we get? Obviously, it's over mine. I get Taurus, the Ultralisk, who can't...
Die.
He can die, but when he does,
he can't.
Well, he can get killed in battle, but at the end of the turn, he's resurrected one of your bases.
That's a little excessive, I think.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm attack this base. I take out Taurus. Oh my god, I finally killed it. Next battle, here it is, staring me in the face again.
But, I mean, I don't have any special abilities. I'm just a normal Ultralisk, other than the fact that I'm
just because you're an Ultralisk. I'm sorry.
Ultralisks still. Have you ever fought an elephant? Because that's what it is. You walk up to an elephant with a pistol, and then you tell me that's fair.
I think it's a little bit bigger than an elephant.
And it keeps on coming back.
Yeah, it keeps on coming back.
It's a zombie elephant.
You could have it dissolve. It could just, like, evaporate into nothingness, and it comes back.
So let's talk about some other guys. Jimmy Raynor, you hate him
Jimmy
because he's kind of pathetic.
He gives you a little bit of a boost. He gives you, like, one attack for everybody in the battle. And he's a vulture. He only attacks ground. Where's the little vulture in here? This little guy right here. It's a hover bike that shoots grenades. And now I have a hero on a hover bike that shoots grenades, and it's useless.
who do you like Zeratul, right?
I like the guy I played last Sunday.
The carrier?
Ganthrithor. I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Ganthrithor. Yeah, I mean, just having a character as a hero figure is just freaking awesome. I love it. I mean, just by the fact that Dark Templars and Carriers are two of my favorite figures in the game.
I think if I was anybody but Jimmy, I'd like it.
I like him, but I believe for the command card,
anybody but Jimmy.
Under normal games, I should go for the command card instead of Noratu. It's nice, but it only gives +1 health. So yeah. Overall, it's not worth it.
It's better than a vulture.
Yes, it is, but
better than a vulture.
But I still believe that my +2, command points is a lot better.
Resource tokens. Why don't we talk about those?
Gas or mineral?
Kyle, resource tokens. Like them or hate them?
I like them.
Gas or mineral?
I like them. I mean, they don't really do that much, but
gas.
Marty, you like them?
Makes a little bit more true to the online game. I like them.
Ryan,
gas or mineral? Gas.
He can't decide if he has gas or
mineral. He has too much gas at this point. I like it.
He likes
having
gas.
I mean, it's not what they do to the game, just that they're so eye-catching. The artwork is so cool.
So what they are, I guess we should explain quickly. Yeah. Instead of where before you move workers to various resource areas now, there's various things that can give you like these resource tokens. They basically expend them instead of moving a worker somewhere to spend resources. And Ryan wanted to bring it up, so why do you like them? The artwork?
The artwork, most likely. And just the fact that you don't have to, like...
They look like the actual Vespin geysers.
Instead of using workers from your worker pool, you can just turn these in. I mean, yeah. Just definitely a way of building up stuff, you know? It's just a cool little whimsical thing, you know? I'm glad they added.
Well, that brings it to the online game for me, because, I mean... You know, if I could sit there online and only, like, okay, I have this many minerals and this many gas, and it never depletes from that, that'd be a great game. But, yeah. No, I have to mine it, and then it's depleted. I have to keep getting them so I can give them away, where this is exactly like that. You want to use minerals, you have to get the minerals away from you, not just use them again the next turn.
I think, well, obviously the reason why they designed the resources the way they did for the original game, just the fact that trying to duplicate how the computer game works and board game
would be ridiculous.
Boring. Okay, moving my guy here, moving back, moving here, moving back. That'd be the whole darn game, you know? I'd do that.
Yeah. I get a mineral. I get another mineral. I'm getting minerals like crazy.
Yeah, there could only be that many people as workers as allowed by this pool.
There's some little mini game where it's like you gotta like pick. You have like 2 minutes each turn to pick guys up, moving back and forth between like the restarts. come on. But yeah, I think they're just a neat little thing to add to the game. They're cool. I like them.
Gas or mineral? It's a little boost. Okay, that's enough. We gotta make it gas or mineral, Ryan. What is it?
Gas.
I'll take the gas. We know you have gas. It's okay.
And there's a line for our show. We know you have gas.
As long as you put my name in it, I'm fine. I'll be the third show that has my name in it. I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah. He likes because the show title something like his name in it when he does some stupider.
Ryan hates Ruby Jumpsparkle and what was the.
Learn to Take Fries Like the Man.
Right? Yes! Yes! Oh, love it.
Okay, so why don't we go
on? Okay, that was a little loud.
Let's see. Let's go Kyle first. Collateral damage, the ability to destroy a base during combat. Powerful guys have this. The Guardian, the Reaver, the Siege Tank, and some other situations like can allow you to have it. Do you like it or hate it, Kyle? The ability to destroy a base during combat.
I don't like how it's set up now for a couple of the...
So Haterade?
Haterade. I think it could be better.
I'm the direct opposite because I've done it a couple of times on you guys.
Good idea, poor execution.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. I like it.
I like it.
The last
so
week.
Why... So I don't keep talking. I've already said I love it. I've screwed over a couple of the guys using it. My Guardians. So why don't you say poor execution? Why is it poor execution?
Well, it's true, like, especially with Reavers to the online game, because one of my favorite strategies is a Reaver drop. You load up a bunch of dropships or shuttles with Reavers or anything that's got a splash damage. You fly into the back of an enemy's base, and you unload it right on their command center or whatever it is. Everything's gone. Everything's splashed. It's all collateral. They have an army out there, but they have nothing to back that army up evermore. With this, it's just... You bring the Reaver to the front door, you fire a shot at a Marine, and the base in the back blows up. That's all it is to me.
And that is true.
And you have to, go ahead.
I mean, along with that, that the Yamato gun doesn't have, you know, the collateral. It really
that
is.
That wouldn't, though, because it's not a splash attack. It's a singular supercharged attack. With Reaver Scarab, that's a splash no matter what.
That is.
So the Yamato I'm fine with.
Are they focusing more on the splash aspect then?
Like I said, I don't know what they're doing.
Because
it's a good idea. I just don't like how
battle,
they did it.
Battlecruiser does in the third command card have the ability.
For Arcturus Minx?
Yeah. Does have the ability to do it. I'm just wondering not why it can't be sooner.
Right.
And also, why can't you just take out certain.
Now, the reason I like it, because it goes back to my whole thing about bases were too hard to destroy. This makes it easier to destroy. And I mean, at least for me, when it appears in the Guardian, the way I think of it is entire swarm of Guardians going in, that levels a base. If you have a swarm of Guardians, I mean, you can really mess people's bases up, and that's why I really, really like it.
For when they have an army of Kossars, or even any Kossars sitting
there. Yeah, but then you have a Kossar or something come out,
it all depends on the tactic. Where this just takes the tactic out of it, it's just attack, base destroyed, end of the game.
Yeah, even if you get defeated, the base is gone.
No, I know. If your guy has collateral damage, gets defeated, the base is still alive.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, you don't take care of all the guys, the base is gone if he defeats the other one.
Oh, so you're saying.
So that's my problem, is it's okay, the rest of the guys were there. But, yeah, he destroyed the one little guy, and, guess what? There's collateral damage, and the base is gone.
So maybe, should they have said something like, if you win the battle, normally, when you win the battle, the base is destroyed at the end of the turn. Should they have made something like, where if you kill all the defenders, then the base is destroyed at the end of the battle?
Yeah.
So therefore, all of them are dead.
So therefore, they can't counterattack you?
Yeah.
Whereas before, you know, they could counterattack and try to liberate their base.
Yeah.
That might make more sense.
Yeah, that would be a lot better to me.
Because it's too easy to destroy a base that way.
I mean,
I'm sorry for
That's okay.
Along with your
base, 2 minutes.
Your offensive.
Okay, that's fine.
With your offensive module, bringing that in, it will automatically, your base is immediately gone.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking, and you haven't talked to the person who uses the Reavers. but I have yet to use the Reavers until last Sunday, and when I use them, I realize, wow, they are freaking cool. So, I mean, even though I didn't use them today, I'll probably use them in the future, and I think it's cool.
Oh, they're strong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's
don't mess with Reavers.
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're getting down to, we've got maybe a little over 10 minutes left in the show. So we're going to go to the last segment where, basically, if you ever watch our quick reviews, where we name a topic, talk for about 20, 30 seconds, next person jumps in and starts talking. That's how it's going to work. Where do we finish off with that one? Doesn't really matter. Let's have Kyle start. So any topic about the game you want to talk about, just start to say whether you like it or whether you don't, and just talk for a little while. The next person, 20 seconds later, jump in and they take over. They can say same topic or different topic, whatever you want to do. So, Kyle, let's start. 5 minutes, let's go.
I like the new upgrades of the Terrans that were allowed in the Brood War. It matched exactly like in the game, like the Charon boosters, which I haven't had the chance of using yet, but ability to, as a defender, destroy one area immediately.
Which makes sense on to
can't
me.
Talk.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, only Kyle can talk. You can add on.
I'll sit here and be quiet.
And the rules.
As Marty was saying, it is just like in the game.
My turn. Haterade. We're talking about integration with basically how the Star Craft, the board game, and this integrated in terms of assembling. It took me about an hour to mix it together. Even though there's lots of new cards, a lot of the old cards were replaced because they have to deal with the new units and new abilities. And that was my complaint with the original game, though. It was not going to be expandable because of the fact that the cards were fixed to certain units. And that happened with this expansion coming in, and it messed things up and was annoying. About half the cards were replaced and not new, waste of money.
I'm going to add on to his, and I like the added tech
Kyle's
stuff. Yep.
Okay.
Because, like, with the Charon boosters, you're being attacked, so you take somebody out as they're coming to you. In the game, Charon booster is at added range, so you're hitting people before they get to you. It makes sense. Just like with, the Spider-Man, just all the tech that they added in, I like it. It's very true to the game. They got it as close to the game as possible. I just like the way they did it. Simple as that.
How much did the game cost again, the Brood War game?
$60.
It was $60?
$60 for expansion, yes.
Wow. And what was the original StarCraft War game?
$80. I think it goes for 90 now because they raised their prices, but it was 80 when I bought it.
Wow, just you're buying $60 for an expansion.
Too expensive.
Yeah. You're buying $60 for an expansion that replaces half the game or most of the game anyway.
Not that's most, crazy,
quarter of the game, right? About a quarter,
maybe something like that.
But it's not even a full game.
15-20% of the game.
So and then you're just throwing away whatever else is left. That's somewhat ridiculous.
That's extreme.
Anything else?
I'm going to have to say that no, there really isn't much else.
Run for a while. Haterade, the Scourges. They nerfed the Scourges. They're just worthless. It's stupid. I mean, the fact is, maybe they were too powerful in the original game, but now they're just worthless. They're more expensive. They're much less likely to destroy even a battle cruise. You might get lucky to destroy a Wraith. I mean, you probably could destroy a Wraith in all honesty, but like. Mm-hmm. There's such a slight chance of destroying a battlecruiser or carrier, as before, you know, it was pretty easy to do it. Now they're just a waste of time and money. They're stupid. Same with the Infested Terrans. They're worthless, too. Did I ever talk about... No, I don't think I did. Infested Terrans, new unit, worthless and stupid. Okay.
Haterade, conquest points. Hate them. Because the entire point of the game is to be military dominant. You want to take out everybody else's base. You want to be the strongest force. Seems to me, right at the height of the game, armies here, we're all ready to go into big battle, just got your 15th conquest point, game is over before the actual game begins, in my mind.
You're ready. Yeah, well, I think the strategy is much I agree with Martin about how I don't like...
Haterade?
Yeah. Oh, no, actually. Okay. So sweet, because there is a strategical element to it, and even though I don't like as much strategy as I just like pounding into somebody, I think this is what this game was meant to be designed for, is about strategy, and is about, like, overminding your opponent. And even though I am overminded most of the time in the game, strategic-wise, at least it helps me learn strategy, and I can blend it in with other games, and helps me think better, so.
Okay,
so back to me, since, do you have anything, Kyle? Or should it go right to me?
It should go right to you.
I had one more Haterade. I forgot what it was.
Wow, that's a great Haterade.
Oh, I know. Oh, wow.
I've got one I can say.
Oh, yeah, Haterade, okay. The fact with the leadership cards is they moved the special victory to one of the leadership cards at the start. I never liked special victories, and before where, you know, everyone was their part of the faction sheet, that you could ignore them all, now you can't do that. I liked having conquest points. Or something other than special victories. I thought special victories were kind of lame. That's my opinion. Okay.
I've got a Haterade to the end of the tech tree. Because if you remember, or if you play the online game, you know, you cannot build a ghost without having a science facility with the added-on covert ops, and you have to have the academy, you have to have all of that. You can't even build a starport without a factory. And this, if I want to start maxing out that starport, I just start maxing it out. I don't even need to build vultures. I can get battlecruisers right off the bat. And for me, that's part of the strategy in the game. You have to build up your thing in a certain order. With this, you can just right to the end. That's what I do. I get nothing but battlecruisers.
Yeah, okay, and I add to the game that... darn it, I can't.
So sweet.
This game still does not have dice in it. That is a very sweet thing.
That is a good thing.
So we're just about to end the show. Time to do our final overall review. So let's count the score first. So sweet. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. About 35, 36, I lost count.
Hard comparison here.
About 35, 36 so sweets, 16 Haterades, so is thoroughly balanced in one direction.
2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge balance. Usually a good game gets about equal. So, Kyle put together one of each faction card, shuffle them up without looking at them, and draw the card off whichever faction. If it's your faction, you're going to give your final review. You have up to 2 minutes to talk about final review, whatever you want to say, like it, hate it, go.
Well, that's
Minx.
Apparently it's me. Wow.
2 minutes, what's your final review?
My final review is this is an even better game than it was even before. New strategies, new tactics, the ability to screw over players easier makes this so much even better game than I even had reviewed before. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think everyone should play it if they have the money, which is the only downside. Other than that, that's pretty much about it, I have to say.
Okay.
Next will be... I'm not looking, and it's...
That would be me.
Jimmy.
All right. Well, I am a long-time online player. I've been playing it since it came out. So I've been playing, what, like 12 years now? That's ridiculous. But I love the giant battles of just get an army, watch them die. It's a beautiful game. And this doesn't really capture the raw aspect of it, but it's the entire strategy behind it. You have to think. You have to be the leader, not just make as many people as you want, which I kind of like. There's a lot of little things that start to bug me that just fall way far from the online game, but that's okay. I mean, it's a pretty good game. My biggest complaint is going to be the money, because, I mean, you can go to the store, $20 gets you the original and Brood War, plus the strategy guides and all of that. But in this, it's like $60 gets you the first game. That's a little extreme to me. But overall, like he said, if you got the money for it, it's a pretty fun game. I'd play it again.
Okay.
That's about as far as I got. Screw Jimmy.
Ryan?
No.
All right, Ryan, 2 minutes. You have a final review.
Okay, this game, or the expansion.
The Brood War
is a solid expansion. It gives you more decisions to make, more maps, just more strategy into the game. So already really heavy strategic game. I'm a person that doesn't really think well strategically, but this game does offer an element to where I can think on it. Even if I lose, I'm still having fun. So if you're out there and you're playing this game, you're just like, I don't get it. I'm losing all the time. Don't worry. Sometimes you'll get a break and you'll end up busting somebody's chops. So
you won the game a few times.
I know. I won the game last Sunday, and it was because I was aggressive. I'm usually not aggressive with Protoss, but I was. So okay. It was a very cool thing.
And that remains with you.
For me? When we reviewed the original StarCraft, the board game, I said it's one of the best games ever made, and StarCraft Brood War only makes it better.
Yeah.
There's no doubt this expansion took the original board game, which is really very good as it was, and just makes it amazing. I mean, granted, I'm an aggressive player. I love the aggressive module, the base destruction. But overall, this expansion really addresses a lot of the issues I had with the original game. Or just in general, like you were saying, defenses were too weak. So I love it. It's great. If you're a diehard fan of StarCraft the board game, buy this expansion. There's no reason not to buy it. Keep in mind two things. It is very expensive. It's nowhere near as good a deal as what you got with the original board game. So that's why if you're not a diehard fan of StarCraft the board game, maybe pass it up. That $60 and go a lot of better places. No doubt about that. But I love it. I just can't say how amazing it is. Fantasy Flight did an excellent job.
Absolutely.
And just fantastic. That's all. All
right. I think it's pretty unanimous here. That
it's a good game.
That it's a really awesome. Good, solid game. A great expansion to the original. And as Jason said, buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have the money.
It is worth the money. It is definitely worth the money.
If you like StarCraft at all, it's worth a shot.
Even if you don't, even if you've never heard of StarCraft before, even playing
it. Oh, you'd like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
StarCraft before.
Yeah, I never played the video game, so this is my first taste of it.
So let's run on the last little thing we got here. So this is our second review of the year. We've got probably maybe three more reviews to do this year. That's about a major full episode reviews. So I'm going to toss it out to our fans and our staff here, what you guys may want to actually else review. I've got a couple choices here.
Heroescape.
Heroescape doesn't have anything new or exciting. Yeah. It's got some new figures coming up.
That's it?
Yeah. No new master set, nothing like that.
Darn it.
Not as of now, they don't. So I was asking some guys on Twitter, so that's why you follow me on Twitter. I ask you some questions about these things every now and then. Which game would you like to see us do a review of? Here's your choices. Mutant Chronicles by Fantasy Flight Games. It's another collectible miniatures game. Not collectible, sorry. It's just miniatures game. It came out late last year. Look it up. Mutant Chronicles by Fantasy Flight Games. Heavy Gear Blitz by DreamPod 9. This is kind of a classic Battletech-ish competitor. It's a little bit faster playing. I've never played it. It looks kind of interesting. But Pulp City, which is actually a European game somewhere over in Europe. It's a hero.
It's not French, is it?
I don't know if it's French. I don't know what it is. But it's a superhero game. It's like a superhero kind of like small squad fighting game, I believe. Blood Bowl by Games Workshop. This is an old game, but this is a Games Workshop game. It's one of the standalone games of the Warhammer Fantasy universe. It's football in Warhammer Fantasy, meaning it's much more violent. People get impaled. They get like thrown in pits and stuff. It's great. So this is currently the one that's leading on... on Twitter, even though the other ones are much more recent. This is an old game, but if you want to see us play Blood Bowl. And the last one was another new game I just saw. I don't know anything about it, but it's a historical game, so that's what I'm going to try. It's a World War One Dreadnought naval battle game. It says it's relatively fast playing. I forget what it's called, but I'll look it up later.
You sunk my battleship.
Yeah, basically. It's like some World War One naval warfare game. So send me an email, jason@rockosoftware.com. That's rockosoftware.com. And let me know which ones you want. Once again, choices were Mutant Chronicles Fantasy by Fantasy Flight, Heavy Gear Blitz by DreamPod 9, Pulp City by some company I forget, Blood Bowl by Game of the Workshop.
And some other game.
And then some other... the World War One naval combat game.
Which will be now known as some other game.
Some other game, yes. The some other game. Just say some other game. Or if you got another idea that's another game, that's not the some other game, let us know.
Just don't say another game.
Yeah.
Say the game's title, please.
So time to finish this up here. Once again, follow me Twitter, twitter.com/TT_Battlefield.
I'm on RMadman4.
This is keep sticking to me.
I am Martin the Destroyer, and I am not covered in haterade.
Okay, while Jason's putting the haterade on, I'm going to close out and say, once again, I am Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
I'm Martin the Destroyer.
I'm Jason. Thanks for watching. Hopefully we'll help you out with StarCraft and Brood War. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
The Tabletop Battlefield is copyright 2007-2009 by Jason Rutherford and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podsafebody.com and is used under a Creative Commons License.